Well, Neil has joined us. Thank you very much, Neil.
No problem.
We've talked a lot about the way that the side has played well recently, but then kind of maybe made a mistake late on, and then we've had the sort of finish. There was none of that today. Was that all about professionalism in your team?
Yeah, it was a superb performance. You know, the way we started the game, and it's always difficult when you go 3-0 up in such succession, and we've got a lot of ball, and it's hard to keep your professionalism. I thought we did. We came in at half-time, we said the key thing today is a clean sheet. It's got to be the clean sheet, but also with a fourth goal or a fifth goal to get us in the playoffs, hopefully. And, you know, they executed the plan superbly well, and, you know, we scored that one at the end. We could have had one from Finn, could have had one from Regan when he hit the bar. No, it was fantastic. And there's no easy games, but at the minute, we're playing very well.
And the clean sheet, is that about concentration? Because they did have a spell. They had three or four corners, having not had any. Is it about players basically doing their job till the 94th minute or whatever?
Yeah, and we do a lot of work now, not defending your man, but defending space as well. So when you get two touch tight, someone gets a runner on you. So it's about, you know, knowing where the next man is. And we've done quite a lot of work on that on set pieces the last few weeks because we've conceded off a few. And thought today, you know, we won the first header, we won the second header, and then we break on the edge of the box. But it was. And what pleased me more than anything today was the way we passed the ball. I thought the way we passed the ball was exquisite. I really do. And, you know, from the middle of the park and, you know, with Luke Griffiths in there, I felt sorry for Donners because he did great last week. But Luke comes in there and he's just such a good player. He gets it, moves it from right to left, and I just saw everybody. And then Donners come on, you know, late on, and was equally superb. So no, I'm really, really chuffed. You know, we're on a really good run at the minute.
And is the quality? Is it? Would you put it down? We've talked about this before. Is it down to what you're doing on the training field, or is it about those players now just being relaxed and be able to express themselves, or a blend of those?
We always do everything on the training ground. You know, we're religious. We don't make excuses for going over the same messages. It's like give the same messages time and time and time again, shaping and out of possession. But they've got an opportunity to. They're playing really good football, so they can relax. Not relax in terms of taking the foot off the gas, but relax when they're in possession and play the right pass. And if the right pass goes wrong, it goes wrong, and we just go out and get on it again. And, you know, we're not going to be perfect in games, you know. But, you know, there's times today I could be overcritical. It brought down the top end, for example, but I'm not. You know, they're moving the ball great. They're not surrendering possession. The rotations, I mean, the three behind Tundi in the first half, they were popping up left, centre and right, and they just kept rotating it, and that's what we do work on. Yeah.
And Belford, let's not. So the moment, he's not much to do, but suddenly he's got, just before half time, Zoko one on one, could have changed the equilibrium of the game.
Yeah,
brilliant
save. And that's probably the worst period of the game for us. You maybe heard me from here. 10 minutes, I just thought we went lax. We started going backwards instead of forwards. And, you know, they got an opportunity. We started taking too many touches. It brought down with Griffiths down there instead of coming out to Dodd. And they go down the other end, and Camp stood tall and, you know, saved it. And that's what he's there for. But not just his save. I thought his kicking was excellent today.
Oh.
But two out of play. But the rest of his distribution was outstanding.
There was one amazing one for Linney at the end, which nearly led to a goal. First introduction for Smith, who does look, I mean, at times you feel like he was maybe trying too hard, but you can see his natural instinct to step over and all that. He looks like tailor-made for FC, really.
He's a great player, you know, all 5'2", 5'3" of him, but he's a great player. He's got a little step over, he's got pace, he's got goals in him. Unlucky not to get off, you know, on his debut at the end, but he's a different kind of winger than what we've got, and that's what I've been after now, you know, something a little bit different, where, you know, we've got the likes of Ennis and Donoghue and Linney and, you know, them type of players that can go right and left. But I think with Finn, he's just more direct than a lot of them, and, you know, it's just another option for us.
It always seems churlish to slightly criticise Tundi, who was brilliantly on the mark, but he seemed to get involved in a bit of niggle today. It's his fourth booking.
Yeah.
Was he being provoked?
I thought so. I think number four, you know, maybe the liner couldn't see through the pack of players when he threw him to the ground, and then, you know, left one in on him. So Tundi's got a little bit riled, and then, you know, but he's got no better. Listen, I'm not going to defend him. He's got no better. We talked about his disciplinary record. He's going to get bumps and bruises. He plays up there, and he's got to be better with that, because without Tundi in the side, you know, we're probably not as good. And that's the thing. So he's got to, you know, doesn't want to let the lads down by doing something silly. But then he's got another two goals again today. Unlucky not to get his hat trick, because he was in really good areas. But, you know, listen, we're not going to nitpick. It's a great win.
And was it a goal? I mean, he did seem to have it. For a moment, we thought he had his hat trick. Keeper goes down, but it's one of those, seemed to us, it's one of those where if you go anywhere near a keeper, because he was entitled to go up for the ball.
It's a goal. But wherever I look at it, it's a goal. If that happens to my keeper, I'm questioning my keeper. It's a goal, and I'm not going to rant and rave. Their bench didn't do either. Their bench said it's a goal. You know, this keeper was a little bit weak, and he was unlucky, but I think the referee had a little bit in for him, and, you know, it was quite an easy one for him. But, you know.
And how luxurious, talking of benches, we've been speaking about this on air. How luxurious is it for you to have the quality that you've got on that bench and to try and keep those players, you know, happy
it's,
and all the
it's
rest
hard.
Of it?
I mean, you look over your shoulder now and you've got lads out there doing a little bit. You know, the likes of Donoghue and Lenehan and Joe Shikora just brought in. You've got Buckley to bring on. You've got real good options. And I feel devastated for George and for Jack today. I feel devastated for Louis Mayes, who didn't get in the squad, and young Ben, who didn't get in the squad. You know, we've got an exceptional squad here, and, you know, everyone wants everyone to do well, but they want to play football. And for me, it's hard. Everyone says it's a nice headache to have. It isn't. It's not, because you want everyone to play football.
Although, because of the cup run, you're going to have, as this season goes on, you're going to start having two game weeks soon with some long trips, maybe in Woodweek, and that squad will probably come to the fore.
Absolutely. I mean, now we've got a centre-half that can cover our centre-halves. I've got, you know, Ash Young's missing today as well. I've got full-backs. Adam Dobb misses the next game, so it gives an opportunity for somebody else to go in there. But I just think I've got strength in every single area now, and I just hope that everyone stays patient, because they'll get minutes. You know, we've got the League Cup, we've got the Manchester Cup, you've got the trophy, you've got league games coming back to back now, and as it gets a little bit tense towards the end of the season, you know, after Christmas, and people start getting tired and getting knocked, we'll have to rotate it. But we're in a fabulous position. We've got a wonderful squad, a squad that we built in pre-season and added to, you know, as we're going along. But, you know, predominantly it's the same group of players that have been here, and the fans get to know them.
I think you've done absolutely superb here today. You know, the lads all deserve a pat on the back for their efforts. I mean, we've been asked to pick out the three best players, but we're back to the same thing as what we was last week. You know, you have to go with what you feel. What's your feelings on that?
Today?
Three best ones.
Today, I thought Doyle was exceptional. I thought he was exceptional in both boxes. I thought my captain was instrumental yet again.
First 60 minutes, unbelievable.
Some of the balls that he played and got a little twinge on his back. And I know the obvious one's going to go with Sunday, but when you see Regan Linney in full flow, the way he does, he travels with the ball.
You've just picked three of the four there for me. I say Regan Linney, absolutely outstanding. Some of them runs he was making, he was just stretching them out all over the show. And just, you know, on a couple of occasions, just need to look up just at the last moment for that pass.
Regan Linney's at his best when he's in full tilt. That one in the second half where he's travelled from the halfway line, smashed it against the bar. That's Regan at his best. And, you know, he's just getting better every game. And for me, I think he's the pick of the three. But, you know, they all deserve the plaudits today. And
definitely.
It's 12 unbeaten. It's another home win here. You know, we looked at the games that were coming up and we just targeted home wins, and that's what we've got. So it's been a good month, which takes us into Christmas. And then obviously we focus on the next game, which is Ashton. But, you know, just before we go off, I'd just like to wish everyone connected with FC United a really happy Christmas, all the best for the new year, and hopefully, you know, we can make it a momentous 2020, because I know that dressing room is desperate for success.
Well,
so
the guys that we've been chasing have lost,
right, okay.
You know, so we're right up there, you know, fifth. In the playoffs, fifth. So... you know, everything's looking really well at this moment in time, Neil.
Yeah, we'll keep feet on the ground, just keep working hard, and, you know, who knows. But, we're enjoying the ride.
Right, great stuff.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much, Neil. And I'll see you again later at the Christmas party.
Absolutely, will do. Cheers, guys. Thank you.